When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
New day, so
Welcome back, Barry's Haymarket pregame show, Creighton, Nebraska. 6 p.m. tip, Pinnacle Bank Arena, and it's good. You guys know 402-464-5685. Honda Lincoln Hotline. You can call in with your questions. Text in your text to the Sartor Hammond text line. You can follow the live video stream. Looking good in front of the mural, man. This is well done. I didn't know.
Where's the video? Where's the camera at?
Camera's right there.
Oh yeah.
You're off screen right now, kind
of. Oh yeah, man. Nick told me all these cats on the text line sending their pictures, man. Y'all need to stop that. Y'all gonna mess around. I will not be on the internet no more.
Oh, he did that, right?
Yeah, I see you pointing. You might as well get that finger broke.
Well, you know, we challenge people to get pictures of you at games.
Yeah.
Don't need them scrounging the internet looking for Jay Foreman pictures. Oh, they did find a nice one, though. Look.
In that blue suit?
Come on, Jay
Foreman.
Yeah,
that's a moneymaker right there.
See, that's your book. That's your author pose.
That was my, dad over 30. That was my little calendar model session there.
So you're grown up now, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Had to get a lineup and everything.
Oh, yeah. Blackula.
Yeah, I did have the. What is it called? A widow's peak.
Yeah, did have the widow's peak. It was strong.
I did have. I still got it though.
It was strong. It was strong. You don't show it now though. That's what.
No, I wear a hat all the time.
Well, you know.
You know what I'm saying?
We don't have Jake Sorensen hair, although or Mark Onweiler hair.
That's because you always stressed out. You're a Dolphins fan. Just angry at the world. Dolphins fan.
Mark doesn't even have an NFL team. That's why he keeps his hair.
He lives peacefully on Sundays, Mondays, and Thursdays.
No, he's got a daughter.
Nope. Yeah, that's right.
He
no
got
sleep.
A daughter.
No sleep for you.
No, he's got a daughter.
I know your feeling.
He got a daughter and a wife, so no, he is not living Sundays peacefully.
He got double trouble.
Give it. And he got a black dog. So he really got his
hand. Yeah,
he really got his
hand. He got the trifecta, don't he?
Oh, he really getting to work it on the weekend.
He got a trifecta looking at his dog.
What, Mark, you have permission to say you are a black girl dad.
Yeah,
like you have a black daughter. It's okay. It's like an actual thing. People can't get mad at you. I can say I have a white daughter. It's just that's how that works.
There'll be interesting facts by Mark Onweiler.
that's
a trivia question. People got to listen.
Mm. They don't pay.
We announced it at the Creighton Nebraska game, Nebraska versus Creighton game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we do. We'll do. I'm kind of jealous because he says he doesn't do much to it, but I don't believe that.
Yeah. The way he makes them cookies, I know he do. He definitely seasons his meat.
Has he made you cookies just for you yet?
No, though? I ate the ones that Nick didn't eat.
Jake, has Mark made cookies just for you?
He can't because Nick eats them all. Nick's the cookie monster.
That's
what?
Right.
That's
you're
true.
The Cookie Monster and you're
fair.
Donut
well,
Daryl.
Rico and Nick.
Yeah. Cookie Monster and Donut Daryl.
Who eats more, Nick, you or Rico? True story. Let's go.
I do not eat the cookies here unless they are in the production studio where it's free for everybody.
Mark says you're off the hook. Steven Sipple is the Cookie Monster of the station.
And he looks like the Cookie Monster.
You wild.
And I know I'm going to say, Steve, I know if you're listening, you do look like the Cookie Monster. all yoked up. I can see him rolling down O Street in a Cookie Monster outfit on his Harley.
Oh, man. With the chaps.
With the chaps. Yep.
Steve Sipple with the chaps. We just – come on, Jake. That's your boy. You know he's got chaps. You know he can.
You still ain't answer the phone in the morning.
What is it that? See?
They answer when Cass calls, but he ain't answering when Jay calls.
See? That's how that works.
Johnny from the east side going to be calling you.
The alias is alias. Still in effect, man.
Yes, sir.
It's still in effect. So we're trying to get a grip on a 1-1 Husker team that has talent, it has right. skill. What's the missing thing? What's the
chemistry?
Thing?
Chemistry. What everybody's role? You know what I'm saying? You can say it all preseason. You can kind of do it in your preseason practices because nothing's on the line. Now you're playing for keeps, and so everybody's always got to. There's a whole old saying, and it keeps going. Everybody's got to check their ego at the door, and you know, you got to be the All-American in whatever role you're in for that game. And it can change. It could change through energy or injury. It could change through circumstance. It could change through lineup because, say, you got to, you know, somebody starts because you got to go a little bit bigger, or you might say, hey, we're going to go small, or somebody's playing real well, or a combination is playing real well. It doesn't even mean that you're playing bad. It means that this combination is playing really, really well. So you just got to make sure that you're thinking long term, because ultimately it always works itself out. Basketball and any sport, if you can play, you're going to end up playing. And sometimes, you know, the circumstances might make you be playing a lesser role than you might like at that point in time. But ultimately, by the end of the season, when you sit back and look at it, it's going to be all worth it if you win the amount of games potentially this team could win and do the things that this team potentially could do. Because when you do hit those benchmarks, right, exceeding expectations.
If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows? Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Or meeting your expectations, everybody eats. So what? How many points you score? If you score 8 points in this game versus 16 and you guys end up making the NCAA tournament or making a deep run in the NIT, are those 8 points really worth it? Because you won't even remember the 8 points that you didn't get. You'll remember this victory versus the 8 points. And so it's just chemistry, playing together, learning each other, going through some adversity, getting ready to play a big game. Same thing with Creighton. They're young, and people think young is just you got freshmen. You're young playing together, young knowing the system, knowing, you know, Virgil played before in the Pac-12, but it's a whole different ball game. It's a whole different.
Well, and he's being asked to do things that weren't natural to him.
Right.
When he came off the bench at Arizona State, his job was to get buckets.
Yeah.
Get buckets. We're going to give you the ball, go get buckets.
He was Vinny
Johnson.
That's
not what he's doing here. That's not what he's doing here. Now, do I think he's capable of doing it?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a learning process.
Well, and he's also got to – look, the shooters have to earn his trust.
Yeah.
And as a point guard, you first time down and you go through your progression, and you give it to a shooter and he doesn't take the shot, the next time that shooter is open, you may not give it to him.
Right.
If you give it to him a couple of times and he misses shots, the point guard will be – he will make that decision that, listen – I can't trust you with the ball in this position.
Yeah. He just got to make the right decision, and sometimes you got to continue to make the right decision, because as much as they've got to earn his trust and confidence, it's vice versa. You get what I'm saying?
It's loud. It's loud with this team.
Right, because if you want Derek Walker to lay some hard picks for you, you got to feed him a couple times on pick and rolls, even if he makes it. Or you want a Duarte Andre to lay some picks for. If you want my man Bill Walton Jr., you know, Mr. Goggles,
right?
You know, Wilhelm. If you want him to do some stuff for you, you got to do it. Then if you got to, then you also, it's just not offense, it's defense. You know, can we get some more ball pressure with our long guys? You know, whether it's Bryce McGowan's, Wilcher, can we get some more ball pressure to take the pressure off of our inside guys? Or if we get caught in a bad switch with Verge on a big guy, we need some more ball pressure. Can we, instead of just kind of, you know, just pointing and switching, you know, can we bump guys a little bit more? Everything in it, and it's all continuity. It's all playing together. It's all talking. And it's got to be a process that everybody's got to work through. And so this is a big game for that, but not a big game in the sense of, you know, one team loses, you know, the season's over. But this is definitely a game that Nebraska should win. Yeah, I mean,
like, I like the idea of them pushing this thing. Better opportunities at the rim, better right. opportunities in the paint. But here's the thing that has to be determined on nights like this: the rotation and the chemistry. So it's not right. just them going three deep on the second group. They got five guys that work together a lot at practice.
Right.
Tominaga and C.J. Wilcher have been working with Kobe Webster as the point guard.
Yeah,
right.
He's the dish.
And Kobe has said, "Look, my job is to probe, get it to my shooter. That's
right.
literally my job." Whereas Verge works differently, right. and he's been working with that starting group.
Right. Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see if Creighton's bench is short, where they're going to go six or seven deep, and Nebraska can go full 10.
Right.
It gives me faith that late in the game, Nebraska will have extra energy and be able to get on a run.
If they only could go six or seven deep, I'm cranking up this pressure right from the get-go.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm introducing you to Big Red Bubble Gum right from the get-go. I'm here.
Well,
or I would eat a whole bunch of onions and just be breathing on you all game. It's mental warfare when you're out here playing, man. Right.
Or especially in a rivalry.
Can we get somebody over in PBA to turn their water off in the locker room?
Well, again, it's a rivalry game, so you have permission to do all of those things.
Stuff.
Right?
Yeah.
All of those
Lock their door, you know, when they try to come back in, they can't make no adjustments.
You get funny water, your Gatorade doesn't taste quite the same, your towels aren't any clean,
right?
they're not new.
They a little damp.
You know,
It's
a little bit of stuff. It's a little bit colder in their locker room than it is in yours. There are all sorts of little things that can go on. And this is a rivalry game, and it's an important rivalry game because the Huskers need this one to get moving in the direction they need to go.
Oh, for sure. And both teams are young enough that they're going to be continuing to play each other for at least a year or two. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they're going to see this group for a bit, for as long as Bryce stays here.
Right.
Right, whatever that is.
So if it gets a little chippy, you know, they're going to see each other.
This Husker group cannot get chippy. They simply cannot get chippy.
Why not?
It's a distraction.
Yeah.
It's a distraction.
And they might get too focused
right,
on it. But.
Right, like you get caught up in that thing, they're not mature enough to handle it.
To let
Look,
it go.
Now, if it's Derek Walker, he letting you know that we are at a point of no return. Like, if Derek Walker steps up and says, "Look, enough's enough," that means that it's been going on and it exists.
Yeah.
Verge is the one that you kind of feel like, I can see Verge hitting somebody with a basketball, right?
Yeah.
And you don't want him to, but if he did it, we're not really surprised.
Right.
We're not really surprised.
Yeah, I can see that.
We're live at Barry's in the Haymarket. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. Come on through. Again, the rooftop is open. Kitchen is open. The taps are open. The beer is flowing. Red is all over the room. There are a couple of knuckleheads wearing blue, but we will forgive them and love them anyway because that's what God told us to do.
Right.
I'm TP. He's Jay Foreman. Listen to Old School on 93.7 The Ticket.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.